This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, October 23rd. God's word to you today is sacrifice, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings 18, verses 38 to 39 from the New International Version, and it says, "Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, 'The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God.'" You and I need to understand the place of sacrifice because it is a huge part of the Christian's journey. God says He will bless the work of your hands. The hands need to work to qualify for blessing. God says the things you lay your hands upon will prosper. But you must lay your hands upon something. Sadly, a lot of people want the blessings and the increase without putting in the sacrifice. Sadly, it has crept into the church. We now have Christians who do not want to pay the price, but they want power. It does not work like that. We all wish it was like that. Who would not like it? When I first got saved, I was so sure that there had to be an alternative to prayer. In my opinion, prayer was too hard. There had to be another way. So I embarked on a personal Bible study to find the alternative to prayer and fasting, only for me to end up with prayer and fasting. Trust me, there is no alternative. Unfortunately, there are now churches that do not want to pay the price to get power with God. Instead, they are coming up with bright ideas to gather people. They are under pressure to give the people they have gathered something. That is where gimmicks come in. They have to come up with things that will incite and excite people. Why? It is because they are void of the Holy Ghost, void of power. Guess what? Those things come with a price tag. Everyone that will be great understands sacrifice. 1 Samuel 7 verse 10 says, "Just as Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines arrived to attack Israel. But the Lord spoke with a mighty voice of thunder from heaven that day, and the Philistines were thrown into such confusion that the Israelites defeated them." When Samuel did the required sacrifice, God spoke, and confusion hit the enemy's camp. The sound of freedom to the child of God is the sound of confusion to the enemies of God. You will hear the sound of freedom. Your enemies will hear the sound of confusion, and they will panic in the name of Jesus. Amen. In birthing the sound of freedom, the first thing is praise and prayer. The second thing is sacrifice. And the third thing is prophetic action. Joshua 6 verses 15 to 16 say, "On the seventh day, the Israelites got up at dawn and marched around the town as they had done before. By this time, they went around the town seven times. The seventh time around, as the priests sounded the long blasts on their horns, Joshua commanded the people, 'Shout, for the Lord has given you the town.'" Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to identify and pay the price in sacrifice required in this season and beyond. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.